got bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com. You've stumbled upon episode 283 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. And as always, Jugheads Incorporated is a place that you want to be on Facebook. So super easy to do. Follow the links in the podcast here, and you can go do those things. Joining me for episode 283 of the podcast is one James Stratton.
Hey.
And the cover photo of the cover model of Jugheads Incorporated, Logan Barnes.
What's up, everybody?
What's so funny?
Nothing.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
No, seriously, what's funny?
I wanted to ruin this and make him restart by just shouting something, but I didn't.
I know what word he was wanting to shout.
Yeah, thanks for not doing that.
Yeah.
I think James just had a seizure. So
I did.
A seizure for Christmas?
No.
Yeah.
Christly seizure.
No.
I'm just kind of thinking about that. That's more of an Easter thing.
Okay.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody. That's me, you know?
Yeah, right.
Not wanting to offend
anybody. Your goal in life is to offend everybody.
Don't you hate God?
Now, why we got to be like that?
According to your daughter.
I know. God. It's kids. What a jerk that kid is. Oh, somebody go on and tell the story, because now we're going to talk about it on the podcast.
I wasn't there for the story, but
no,
James
Lucy
was.
Just told a random person at the theater the other night, well, you know, my dad doesn't like God. Just totally, yep, like, out of the blue.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could have just, like, walked through the lobby and yelled Dick Butkus, too. But, I mean, I wouldn't have expected that either. Whatever.
Dick Butkus?
But
Josh hates God!
I mean, oh, God!
Hashtag. No. Don't start that. We don't want that out there.
Now, let it be stated.
Josh,
no, you said it, not me. This is a Christmas episode, man.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
This is
it
an
is
episode about Christmas.
Well, it's
you
not
too.
For me.
Just so you know, Podcast Land, the official Just Us Geeks Christmas card this year doesn't feature Sad James. It features James with Santa.
Oh, God.
Santa James.
He forced me to take that picture. He said it was for the CTA Facebook page.
And it was, because I posted it there first.
And then he went and put it on Jugheads.
It even made your wife join Jugheads.
Yeah, she got mad.
Yeah. About what?
That picture. She was like, so you'll smile for a picture with Santa Claus, but when we took family pictures a couple of weeks ago, you couldn't even crack a grin.
Aw.
Wait.
I don't smile in pictures.
Wait, really. Where are these family photos?
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
James loves Santa Claus.
They're just pictures of me and Becca, and then with the rest of my, like, my mom and dad and stuff like that.
Okay.
And holding my nephew.
Okay. Well, make sure you get me one of your parents.
Why?
Because I like them.
Why do you want a picture of
He's
my gonna parents?
He's going to frame it and put it in his house.
I mean, seriously, that's weird. It's like,
yeah, don't
I like
do
a
that.
Picture of your parents.
I get you a picture of my parents, too, if you just want to add to that weird serial killer collection.
Get your parents in one photo,
yeah,
and I'll call
be in
it.
One photo.
Don't Photoshop it together.
That's some, like, old
and it
photos.
Can't be an old photo.
No,
it's got to be current.
Got to be current. They just took it currently.
I think I can make that happen.
Okay. Well, now that's what I want for Christmas from both of you. Pictures of your parents.
That's so weird.
No, it's really not. Hold on just a second, Logan. I'm about to give you a Christmas present.
Oh.
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 Okay, good. Just got it.
Josh is walking away.
Yeah.
He's walking away. Oh, he's actually got a present.
Is it?
Like, it's a legit present. It's wrapped and everything.
This is an empty box from Christmas Story. That's what this is.
No, it's present.
It's not from Christmas Story.
From Christmas Story.
No, it's not from Christmas Story.
It's just an empty present.
I'm pretty sure that's from Journey's thing.
Yeah, it is. I just saw it. Hey, you opened a present, though. That was cool.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, all right.
So about those photos of your parents.
They're coming. Hold on.
Okay, great. Your parents just walk in here like unceremoniously out of nowhere.
Yeah, we snap a picture.
Dad, get down to the theater quick. Mom, get down to the theater quick.
You're like, one goes to the Malco.
Wrong theater. I spelled it R-E.
You should know.
Theater.
So I will say I'm kind of bummed out that this year, because like we took a little podcast hiatus,
a little
3 months.
Josh took a big podcast hiatus, so like rolling into the holidays, we didn't have our our themes, like we didn't have the month of Halloween.
I was sad
we didn't have Halloween.
Me too. I wanted the spooky month, and
we did Halloween. We did it. That was September.
Yeah, but we didn't do like the month of Halloween.
Do you remember
the 20th?
When it was September.
You're ruining Halloween.
Yeah, you are. You just ruin everything. New podcast, Logan Ruins Everything. It's kind of like Adam, but, not as good.
But Logan.
I'm not entertaining about it.
No, you're kind of entertaining.
He just screws everything up. We're like, God! Logan!
So it's like Gilligan's Island, but a podcast?
Yes. Oh. Here on Logan Ruins Stuff.
Who would be the professor in that?
Me. No.
Me as well.
But I just suck at it.
Would you, like Tom Hanks, play all six roles?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
A lot of people put five.
Did they?
Yeah.
They were wrong.
I got that one right. I was the one that said six.
Because he mo-capped the boy.
Exactly.
He got credit for it.
Yeah. We watched that movie every night for about 12 months.
And had no idea how many...
I counted some up in my head. Yeah, it was a good team effort. Good team win in trivia tonight. Yeah.
You guys did well.
Yeah,
I did movies. That was about it.
Yeah, and you had some general Christmas knowledge.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, you did. James knows a lot more and loves more about Christmas than
he
cares.
Why does he have to love it?
Yeah, you do.
I can just see James like secretly every year, like hood up, like going to the mall and like just sitting in Santa's lap and being like, I want a football for Christmas. And
then
walking
away. I want a football. Like, I have a football.
No, Charlie Brown, you don't.
It's about visiting Santa. It's not about what you ask for.
And then he remembers that it was really in June, and it was just an old man on a bench somewhere.
Yeah. And I was just peeing on him.
And it was really just James on a bench.
Yeah.
Peeing himself.
Sad James.
Peed on it.
Does James
so
have seizures?
That's what sad James is.
It's in March.
Yeah.
Sad James pictures happen in March.
They do. Although this year's sad James photo was not sad. It was James with Santa. And maybe one of the best things I've ever seen. I'll tell you how that occurred. The first person that saw that photo was Emily. I said, hey, you want to see something? She said, yeah. And I sent it.
She's like, is it your wiener?
I sent it, and she was like, what the f-? I was like, yep, here we go. Christmas magic. Anyway.
It's not really magic. It was a buddy of ours.
It was magic because you smiled for Christmas, and you wouldn't do it in your family photos because I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't smile, dude.
I know. You're sad.
I'm not sad. I'm just indifferent.
That's the thing.
And I don't like Christmas.
Yeah. So, Logan, you do like Christmas, though. You did an excellent job hosting Christmas trivia this evening.
Thank you.
What are some of your favorite things about Christmas?
Presents.
Well, duh, you selfish bastard.
No,
but
I mean,
really, what else?
I like the weather a lot around Christmas time. I mean,
yeah,
all this rain that we're getting, man,
now,
it's
awesome.
It may actually snow. It may turn into wintry precipitation.
Says everybody every year in Mississippi in Christmas.
Well, the day after Christmas, I'll be going to Arkansas for a week. So
Arkansas?
It's supposed to be snowing over there.
Alabama, so. Arkansas.
No, it's not one of those Christmas. It's not country Christmas.
I do love my Ma and Pa.
What was that?
That was the world hating you for saying that.
That's good.
Speaking of Ma and Pa, you know, the other day I accidentally watched an hour and a half of the Andy Griffith Show.
You accidentally watched an hour?
Yeah,
I
was like, I got to put my shoes on.
Drawn in.
It was. The episode that got me going was where this guy selling tonic comes through town.
Oh, I love the guys that sell tonic.
It's nothing but straight booze, and it gets Aunt B all drunk. And it like they have to get him in jail. It's pretty good. I don't know why I watched that show. It was, as a younger child, the Andy Griffith Show movie and like the Loch Ness Monster thing in it, that was a big deal, I remember.
I don't I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I never watched a movie about Loch Ness.
It wasn't about Loch Ness. There was a creature in the lake.
I don't believe you.
Well, Josh has died, everybody. This is a new pod. He just stroked out right here on the podcast.
Wait, hold on. Well, I can't do it anymore because James killed Christmas. So
good.
You didn't kill it, Dan. So what else? Not presents, but...
I don't know. It was just, I like the season. I like winter. I like the festive feeling in the air. Everybody puts up cool decorations, and it's just a little livelier.
Yes, James, you have 2 Christmas trees in your house.
I didn't put them up.
No, but you have them in your house. You have more Christmas trees than I do.
Christmas specialty coffees come out.
Yeah. The maple bourbon at the PG has been pretty good this year.
Super stout, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of bourbon and not a lot of maple.
Yeah.
Which is good. I had an eggnog latte today from Starbucks. I was like, I need this to help me feel Christmassy. It didn't work, but I'm with you. I like the holiday. I like the festivities around the holidays. Everybody's mood generally improves.
No, it doesn't.
Except for James.
Most people are jerks.
Well, most people are jerks anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
This gives them an excuse to be nice.
I'm calling this episode Christmas with the Cranks. That's what I'm calling
Christmas with one crank.
Christmas with a crank. And it's just James. More photos of James doing lewd things to people on the...
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's so lewd.
You're lewd.
Lewd.
Lewd-a-lewd. So what else? What else do you like about Christmas?
You can't just ask me repeatedly what I like about Christmas.
Why I can't. I've done it for like
James, what do you like about Christmas?
Nothing.
There you go. So what else do you like about Christmas?
God dang, what do you like about Christmas, Josh?
I like a lot of things about Christmas. I like the fact that, you know, like you usually are in at least a little bit better of a mood. This year's been really tough for me to get into the Christmas spirit. Which sucks, but, you know, like, for us, it's going to get a tree, and we go to the same place and get a big tree every year. It sucks when around here it's not cold. It's like, you know, last year I think we got our Christmas tree and I was wearing shorts. That was weird.
Wearing jorts?
No, that would be you. You wear jorts.
I don't
me.
Wear jorts anymore. I've...
Because it's winter.
I've put away my jorts. I haven't worn a pair of jorts in like over a year.
I don't know about that. You just been straight jeans?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've done a podcast.
Haven't worn a Hawaiian shirt in like 2 years.
I know. Why?
It's so weird not seeing you in Hawaiian
shirts. I know.
Shirts.
Why? What is the deal with this?
Changing styles, guys. I'm becoming a new me.
Well, it's dumb.
Oh.
I'm with James. What do you have there in your hand?
Oh, it's just a pen from the 80s.
Oh, let me see it.
It traveled all the way here from the 80s?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. You're a quality tax preparer. You're not anymore, but...
Yeah. Whoever was wearing that pen, they were.
Mm. Now they're dead, so...
Wow.
They probably. Are? I mean...
It's from the 80s.
I mean, there's a good likelihood they are.
Dude, we were born in the 80s. We're not dead.
Yeah, but we weren't
are
working
at... Are you sure?
It kind of feels like it. We weren't working at a tax office in the 80s, were we?
No, but I drove by one a few times, I'm sure.
You drove by one?
Yep.
In the 80s, you drove?
Yeah, in the car seat. That little fake... I drove
in the 80s. I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh? Yeah, no, you didn't.
It was me. I was the tax preparer in another life. I died 1991, and then I was born as
still,
me.
Still... You did it wrong. Good job.
You're supposed to come back better, not worse.
Wow, he didn't see it coming. That's a great thing. He genuinely caught him off guard with his aw.
Makes me sad.
Don't be sad.
Be glad or do better. Pick one.
I'm trying.
Just be glad.
Throw that box off the table. Do it. There you go. Feel better about it?
Feel better?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Here, you want to shake this Dr. Pepper up to where it's flat?
No.
And then I'll be disappointed.
This is mean.
I'll keep drinking it, but every time I open it, I'll be disappointed.
I know that feeling. I wouldn't pass that on to anybody.
You want
to
shoot James with an airsoft gun?
Shoot him. I sprayed him in the face with the gas from it.
Oh, that's right. Then he shot
And it got in my mouth.
Yeah, you tasted Logan's gas.
I didn't realize that it would like flow out of the magazine at an angle. So when I hit
straight
the release,
Logan's gas flew straight up
right
into you, James.
Into James' face.
It was the grossest thing ever.
Because it's just the keyboard cleaner stuff.
Yeah, it's got that bittering agent.
I remember James' face. He was like, and he killed him.
I wanted to throw up.
Well, then you got to shoot him. That was all worth it.
Did you say I killed Tim?
Yeah, no, you killed him too. Now he's gone.
Tim, no, best friend.
You know what Tim killed? I heard that was good. Episode 142. Oh no, wait, we did that.
Yeah. We killed that.
We did.
We did it so bad they will never go back.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think they were going back anyway. You could start. I heard that was good, Logan, on your own.
In Nashville.
Yeah, Lurk. Oh,
hey, whoa.
Yeah, oh, there it is.
Yeah, guys, I'm not going to be on the podcast anymore after January. So
it's a Christmas miracle. Tell us all about it.
I'm moving. That's about it.
We're taking bets to see how long not that you're not going, but how long you're going
to
stay.
Yeah. So this is just so that everyone who is listening to this knows, this is totally serious.
Matt Wood is
Logan legitimately is leaving us.
Logan literally says he's going to do this. He'll be back in a couple of days.
Oh God.
He'll be back. When are you leaving?
January 12th.
He'll be back 15th. On the 15th.
Yeah.
What? He might miss 1 week.
You should have done this during the hiatus, Logan. Too bad.
We're going to make him Skype in, you know.
No, I don't do that.
Josh does not do that.
No, I don't do that. No, you can listen on the phone, record it yourself, and then we'll mix them together.
Well, I just don't know because I think of all the topics, so I don't know what Josh is going to do without me here. So,
what's the topic this week, smart ass?
Christmas.
Who picked that?
Us.
I did. I've been throwing out the same topic for 3 years, and you've always told me no.
We got to do that one before
every episode.
No.
Yes,
no, not before he goes.
Why not?
It's too late. It'll be too late.
Why
There's
would
no
it
time.
Be too late.
There's no time.
Well,
left.
Let's do it right now. Let's just scrap this episode.
No,
and start over.
No, we're not doing that.
Today's
either.
Podcast, we are talking about.
No, it's 10:50. We're not doing that either. I keep thinking those are little legs poking out of those bricks over there.
Ooh, they are.
It's not. I thought it was someone's elf, but it's not.
Is it an arrow?
No. Now, the other night, James and I got bored up here and started trying to throw stuff in the brick holes.
The brick holes?
Yeah.
We're pretty good at it.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. Did you throw murder doll's remains in there?
No, you got to fix murder doll before you leave.
Again.
Nobody will shoot it with a crossbow.
You aced it right in the face, dude.
Yeah.
That was fun.
James murdered
doll. He didn't mean to either. He was like, this thing has never flown straight once.
I'm going
to
aim up. Smash.
Yeah. The powers just, that be.
Just dead.
Yeah, it is. It's in that locker over there waiting for you.
Yeah, no.
What and if it looked and it's gone?
It never existed. Oh, and then Logan disappeared, too.
It's Logan.
I'm Murder Doll.
Explains a lot.
It does explain a lot.
So Logan, we'll never hear from you again.
Yeah, you know, mid-January.
Yeah, no, we've got a while, but...
February.
He's talking like we got a while. It's literally...
It's like three weeks.
3 or 4 weeks, and he's leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to be here next week.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm going to Arkansas for a week.
Oh, so I'm doing the episode then.
Oh, yeah. Me and James should do an episode.
No, thanks.
Let us do an episode.
Wow. No.
We'll do a good one.
I'll give you the task cam, but I reserve the right to listen to it before.
No.
Yes.
We're going to get all your favorites on the episode.
No. No, we're not. Probably.
Yeah, we will.
I don't know about that.
It'll be like the greatest hits of the year. Since we skipped half
the greatest what's of the year?
Hits.
Oh.
your
enunciation was a little better time.
The greatest hits of the year.
Hits.
Bada bing. Yeah. So
since we took 6 months off, then there'll be a short episode.
Yeah, it will. Because
we're at the end of the year now.
Oh, yeah. Next week was supposed to be our predictions episode.
Our results.
Results of our
and
predictions.
And I do know that I beat you out on the Guardians.
Yeah, you did. Mm. That is one.
Oh, I wish that we knew those. We would do them now.
Yeah.
Because I remember that Logan said Spider-Man.
I thought it was going
to
beat it.
Or did you say Thor?
No, I said Spider-Man.
You said Spider-Man? Nobody picked Thor to win.
No. I just had a lot of faith in Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, I did too, but I knew it wasn't going to beat Guardians.
Yeah, no.
Guardians is just getting too funny.
It was kind of funny.
I hope they don't do that much humor in Infinity War.
Chris Hemsworth said that the reason that they did so much comedy in the new Thor movie is because there's no comedy in Infinity War.
Oh, they just need to loosen people up. Okay.
Like, it's going to be serious.
Well, they talk like the tidbits they've revealed are like people going to die and like it's going to be bad.
Well, it's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, we're going to reboot the universe at the end of the fourth Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Because Cap will be dead.
I think
Cap's
going
to die in this one.
I think he is.
Yeah, I think he'll
die.
The
trailer is very Cap heavy.
Not really. It's actually very
Get this man
heavy.
A shield. The end.
It's very like I, that's why I, Black Panther is going to have a lot to do with this movie because like half the trailer takes place in Wakanda.
Yeah,
that's where the soul stone.
Yeah,
is.
So that's got to be powering their weird like invisibility field or something.
Yeah,
or it's what makes his suit all yellow, like when he goes into power up mode.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he gets those energy lines in it.
Oh yeah.
Because like, if I recall correctly, and I could be getting this totally wrong, there's like a statue in Wakanda that the Black Panther, because the Black Panther is just a title,
right? It's a mantle.
They draw their power from, so they have may have converted that over.
Wait, have we not found all the stones yet?
No,
there's still one missing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and technically, it's guess.
Wait, how many stones are there?
Five.
Five?
Yeah, there's one for each finger. Finger and thumb.
So there's the Tesseract.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the reality gem.
The ether.
The
ether from Thor Dark World. Where they
the red
the
one. That's the power gem.
Yeah. The time stone.
There's the time stone with Doctor Strange.
Yep.
The one that the Guardians have.
They don't have one.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do have the power. Yeah.
Okay, well then the...
And the...
Mind Stone.
The Mind Stone, Vision. Yeah, we've got all the stones.
There may be six.
I think
there's six, yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought there was only five.
Because like he's got one on each finger and then the palm.
Oh, there's one in the palm?
Yeah, it's the big one that goes on the back.
Well, then that's the one we don't have. We have all the fingers. The finger lakes.
I'm supposed to be in the finger lakes.
The finger lakes.
Yeah, there's six. Okay. Yeah.
That shows you what I know about the Infinity Stones.
Okay, so yeah, the power gem's the red one. The soul gem is the one in is the one that's missing. The time gem is Doctor Strange.
So the soul gem, that's the one that can resurrect people, right?
Yes.
Great.
The mind gem is in Vision. The reality gem is the Tesseract, and then the space gem is the one that
the Guardians have.
Yeah. You know what the best resurrection would be is if they brought Jeff Bridges back from the first Iron Man movie.
Why is that?
Because he was good.
They need to they'll bring back Hugh Jackman's Wolverine from the dead.
They're going to.
Yeah.
He's coming back. Wolverine's coming back.
Hugh Jackman.
He always maintained up until when Logan came out that he said that he would come back to be in an Avengers movie.
Well, they asked him after the Fox deal closed and he was like, "I think that's for somebody else now."
Oh, is he? He's
yeah.
He doesn't want to go back to.
It wasn't like fully
baked chicken and brown rice.
It wasn't a fully committed. Like, no, I'm not going to do it. But he's like, I want to see it. But you know,
week that Logan came out, he was like, the only thing that would get me back would to do an Avengers movie.
He needs to do the yellow and blue though.
They'll put him in the yellow and blue. If he comes back.
Yeah. And but that means we're also going to get a Cyclops too. I'd imagine.
Yeah.
We have a Cyclops. He's going to carry over. Ty Sheridan is Cyclops right now.
They'll reset that universe with Dark Phoenix somehow and make him.
Yeah, Phoenix is going to retcon the whole thing. And
Days of Future Past was supposed to?
Yeah, again.
They're going to retcon two movies later?
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, that whole universe is just messed up.
The apocalypse sucked.
It did. It wasn't that great.
Auschwitz.
That was the best part of it, was some dude in our theater whispering Auschwitz.
He really liked that place.
He was so into that movie. Like, yeah. He was nodding his head and, like, getting into the fight scenes. And
okay, that's still nothing like when we went to see Wonder Woman and the people behind us wouldn't stop talking. Like,
and then there was started a
guy,
crying.
Yeah, there was a guy explaining everything about Wonder Woman to another guy and then started crying at the end.
He was crying.
And the people sitting behind me when they stormed the beach, they were like, Nazis, and I was like, wrong war.
they
That's
changed
the second
that.
One. Oh, God.
If you're looking for a war, here's World War
One. Sorry, this is a different war. Yeah. So, other predictions, what were we wrong about?
Oh, I was right about everything.
Oh, okay.
Like always.
What were you wrong about, Logan?
I think we talked about the Switch, like we'd be still be playing our Switches.
And yeah, and I'm still
sure we are.
Playing my Switch.
Yeah, me too. Played it earlier today. Gotta love it. I freaking love that machine.
They delivered on everything that they said they were going to deliver on.
Yeah,
and more. So, like, I'm 9,000% behind this console now.
Yeah, I mean.
This is the greatest console I've ever owned. Period.
Nah.
It's pretty good.
It is. Like, I mean. It tops everything.
Oh, I'm mad about something video game related.
What?
So I hooked up, I got a PlayStation 4 Pro.
Yeah.
and like hooked it up to my 4K TV.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, I need to hook up my VR to this thing.
No way.
Yeah. Yes way. The VR processing unit downgrades your HDMI from 2.0 to 1.4.
Oh, man.
So you can't do
your powered cable thing.
You can't do HDR, like the expanded color gamut.
Wow.
For the video games.
Like, wow.
To do that, I would have to unhook from the processing unit and plug directly into the TV. Then it would register that I can do it.
Yeah.
They are fixing this with the new version of the VR that's going to come out.
Oh, you got to buy a new VR.
But the new processing unit won't work with the current VR headset.
Oh,
I was like,
oh,
I could just buy a new processing unit. And they're like, nope, it won't work.
What a cluster.
Wow.
All they'd have to do is, and I'm sure someone's going to figure it out, and like, I'll
put a switch on it.
Well, not just that, but I'm saying like somebody will figure out how to like install a chip or something that'll make it a 2.0 pass through. Because that's all it has to be, it's just a pass through. And, you know, they'll enable that, and I'll have to either figure out how to do it myself or I can send it to somebody and get them to fix it to where it'll work.
That sucks.
Yeah. Can't do 4K.
So you gotta swap cables every time you want to do.
Yep, every
4K
time you want
HDR.
Well, every time you want to do HDR, it'll still read 4K. Like,
yeah,
the TV still like
but the
still
color
shows 4K, but it won't do the expanded color gamut and switch over into HDR mode when I'm playing a video game.
That
I had to unhook, and that made me so mad. I found that out yesterday. I was like, God.
And we have discovered one of the first weaknesses of console VR.
Yep.
I mean console VR.
I still love my VR. Like, I still play it. I've started Resident Evil 7.
Don't spoil anything. I haven't received spoilers in over a year, and it comes to VR in February
for
PC.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
spoil it for you.
So here's the thing. Let me just spoil it right now.
Please don't. This is like the longest I've ever not spoilered something other than friends.
That you guys got LA Noire VR files.
Yeah.
And we didn't. We got the 4K version, but I'd rather have the VR missions.
We're also getting Fallout 4 VR.
I know. We got Doom.
We also got Doom.
We
got the
Skyrim.
Better version of
you
Doom.
You know what I got?
I think Skyrim
Switch.
VR, they finally said, was coming to PC too. So.
Well, then why wouldn't Fallout 4 come to it?
It's too strong for the PSVR.
Oh, you think when the new version comes out, they'll put it out?
Maybe. But for now, I know it's just going to be PC exclusive.
Mm. Wait, so how did you get a better version of Doom? Is it not the same thing?
The control system, and you can amp the graphics up higher. The controls don't work really well without the freedom of movement that the Vive offers.
Oh, okay.
You're stuck with like 90 degree turning and stuff like that.
Oh.
So.
I got you.
Superior control method, essentially.
I want to get a Vive, but I don't have any place to put it right now.
Logan.
What?
This stage is totally bare.
It is.
We need
before
to get,
you leave.
I mean, I can break it out whenever you want.
We need to do that.
Let's do that next week.
We play the super hot VR.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're going to be gone.
What's super hot VR?
That's the Matrix style game where time only moves when you do. And like you got to like grab guns
and shoot
people.
We talked about this like months ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not doing anything that's working. So
I'm working.
You know what?
I don't think I have anything going on Saturday.
There you go.
Got work.
Well, you'll get off at some
Well, boo-hoo, Mr. Holiday Worker.
I'll get off at 8.
Sorry, I've Dr. Phil'd you there.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
I mean, wow. You going to come up there on Christmas Day and watch a movie like you did Thanksgiving Day?
No, probably not.
I was going to say, well, you can pay.
Dang.
You're going to be a jerk about
well,
everything.
You can pay.
God.
Dang. You got to get used to it if you're moving up to Nashville.
Yeah. Except you better just start handing over a 20 when you walk in the door.
But you got no pull at Smyrna?
I got plenty of pull, but I'm not going to call every time you want to go.
Yeah, because you won't have anything else to do.
Yeah. Well, and plus, I got to save that pull for my parents are up there.
Wait, did you just say that like I won't have anything else to do in Nashville?
Logan, yeah. I know what you're going
to
do.
You're not going to have anything to do.
I know exactly what
I'm
you're going to
go
do.
I'm going to go play Airsoft a whole lot.
He's going to become a country music artist, all right?
He's not.
It'd be
hilarious
deeper
if he did.
Than the holler.
If we get an album, like he emails us a link, we're like, oh my God, Logan recorded an album.
It's just the photos of me at the waterfall.
I have your album covers. I've got them. That's fine. Oh my God. Logan Otter's Jug Band.
We made the country music joke when we took those.
We sure did. Many times we made those. How to Date Logan Barnes. Go listen to that podcast. All you got to do is Google that. How to Date Logan Barnes.
We can just keep going with it.
Yeah.
Whoa. How does that work?
We find potential dates for you and interview them.
We send them up to Nashville.
Wow. Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, into the Matrix to see how that works.
I think you guys are going to be like disappointed with how many times you have to pay for people to go to Nashville.
No,
they'll have to pay for themselves.
Yeah.
So it's not one of those expenses paid contest things.
God, no.
No. It's,
you're not worth that much.
Plus, we took a break from the podcast.
I should have been saving money for that venture.
Well, it's fine.
We just thought about it right now. So
it's fine. When you come back on January the 20th, we'll have it all ready to go. That's fine.
Middle finger.
Logan, Emmett Otter's, Logan's Jug Band.
Logan Otter's Jug Band. Yeah.
I think that's what he was trying to say. Yeah. He couldn't get it out.
I said it the first time. I'm going to put your face on Emmett Otter.
Okay.
That'll be creepy.
It will. Now let me look at that.
Put on a filter to make me look weird and animatronic.
No, God, no. Oh, God. That's just Emmett. How do you spell that?
Excuse me.
Emmett?
That's Emmett
E-M-M. It.
Whoa, no, we don't. Yeah, no.
No photos of that.
No Emmett Till's Jug Band. That's terrible.
What just happened?
Wow. Logan's horrible.
I said no.
Okay. Oh, Logan, you can't be this guy.
What is it? Let me see.
He's probably pretty cool.
He's a puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Logan's a puppet. He can be puppet like.
Okay. These are.
I'm really a murder doll.
Dance.
My love is deeper than the holler. That's what I'm being.
Stronger than the otter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look at there. There, that's Logan and Mama Otter in a boat somewhere.
Higher than the oysters that we crack upon the rocks.
The otters do that?
Yeah, they'll open oysters.
But otters and
sea otters.
Yeah, sea otters. Look in there. I'm going to put your head on that.
Awkward, like, positioned puppet.
I know. Jim Henson, what are you doing?
A lot of people did not know who played Scrooge in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
How?
Did they say Patrick Stewart? Did people say Patrick Stewart?
One person said it.
Really?
The rest just left it blank. There were a lot of people who just left stuff blank.
Because
like,
they're stupid.
Guess.
Michael Caine.
Our answer for Grandma Got Run Over and Chuck goes, not Ray Stevens.
I mean, that's technically correct.
Yeah, because everyone thinks it's Ray Stevens,
Ray Stevens. One person got that right, and I was very surprised.
So if they wouldn't have got it right, will we have gotten a point for saying not Ray Stevens?
No.
Dang. Were they second place?
You just said we were technically
they were the
right.
I think they were the second place people.
Yeah, they were sitting around the corner. I think they were using their phone.
I don't think so.
And then they left anyway.
Nah, I think they were doing well. Because they missed too many to like have been used. They missed simple ones sometimes, which would...
Yeah, you do
That's what you do.
Yeah, yeah, but then your score doesn't get any higher.
Well, it's because you're stupid.
It's only suspicious when you miss like 7 total.
Like we did. But we were sitting clearly in front of you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Those other dudes just like whipped out their phone round one.
The second round, at the end of the second round, Thomas was like fixing to make a phone call, and I was like, put it up or turn it in. Put it up or turn it in.
Yeah. Like, don't do that, no.
Because he was just like,
I got my phone.
And I was like, Josh, I hadn't turned it in yet. Put it down. He's like, what? He just kept raising his phone. I'm like, no.
Stop it.
No. I started screaming at Josh to turn the sheet in. I'm like, turn it in now.
I will DQ you. Hardcore.
Not for longer, Will. So
there
is an Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas stage play.
Well, we're not doing that.
No, we're not, because we're only doing good stuff from here on.
That may be what gets me to stay here.
All right, the King of the Hill, Bobby Hill play,
and the Emmett Otter Jug Band.
Okay. Wait, there's a Bobby Hill play.
Oh, yes.
Tired. It's written for like fifth graders, but it adapts the what episode does it adapt?
That's my purse. I don't know.
I don't remember, but I wish you'd have bought it that time, and we have already put it on.
It's still only like $3 on Amazon.
Oh, I thought it was like rare and hard to find and expensive. Otherwise, I already bought it. All right, play selection committee, King of the Hill.
It's like 4 pages long.
Oh. Well, then some moron wrote it. I mean, we can do better than that. We wrote Chester Saves Christmas, for God's sake.
Well, I guess.
You weren't a part of that.
No, I wasn't.
Sorry. I'm trying to find it.
Sorry, James. You weren't a part of it.
Amazon.
Well, there's that group out of, like, I think Philadelphia that did Brady Bunch episodes. They adapted those to the stage.
Well, there was a group that did a Cheers one like that, too, and it was awesome.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
The Bobby Slam episode.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Bobby Slam episode?
It's not the one where he goes around kicking kids in the nuts. It's
That's my purse. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
That would be the one to do it with. That'd be great.
Bobby Slam. When the school creates a girls' wrestling team, Bobby is matched with Connie.
Oh, yeah. And it's awkward. And she wins, right?
No, I win.
Oh, who would be Connie? James.
Yes, I would play Connie.
Me and James is Connie and Bobby.
Well, you're adult Bobby Hill, but... It was funny, during a Christmas story last weekend, one of the kids, one of the little dudes, made like two pans of brownies, and they were really friggin' good.
Yeah, they were really good.
I was like, our own resident Bobby Hill here, and he didn't even catch it.
He was like, no, we asked him, like, do you know who Bobby Hill is? No.
He said, just like, no.
No. Dad.
Oh, Bobby Hill. What's your favorite King of the Hill Christmas episode?
I don't know. That's a weird question to just throw at somebody.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you what mine is.
What?
Where Hank trucks across America for Christmas.
Oh, to take something or to move his mom?
Yeah.
What you got there, Logan?
Well, he's dead, so it doesn't matter. Spoilers.
What's that?
It's a Game of Thrones meme.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to tell you?
No, I haven't watched the last season.
I know. We won't tell you.
Or any season before that?
No,
no,
you
I've
caught
watched
him.
Season 1.
Oh, you caught up?
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
not watched season 7. I've yeah. got it. I just need to watch it.
Yeah. This episode was just about nothing.
About everything. Yeah. It's the Seinfeld episode.
We've had a lot of those lately.
Big announcements for an episode nobody's going to listen to.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. That announcement that Logan's going to move to Nashville and then right back, you'll never miss him.
He's just going to...
Why are you in such disbelief of this?
Because you're not going to leave.
I think you don't want me to leave, James.
That might be it. You shut your face.
James, it's okay.
Don't touch me.
I'll be in
don't
your heart.
Don't touch me.
You'll be in
give me
my
a second. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, it's not worth it. It's just Logan.
Yeah. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Nope.
There you go,
Imadar. Dr. Trans, Hickamadickables.
There.
Honey Dijon, Hickamadickables.
Celine Dion, Hickamadickables.
It's 3 minutes of this. You guys go
chocolate
right for it.
Chocolate chicken fudge ripple dickables.
Well, I could talk about how we ended last week's episode.
I think they'll hear that on their own.
Yeah, you definitely need to go back and listen to that.
That may be one of the best things I've ever heard on this podcast. That's not true,
I
but it is
funny. I can't believe it got left in.
Left in? He just...
Well,
man,
the,
well, that
well the one right before it got left in,
well, yeah,
he
but,
added it.
Yeah, but that set the last one up,
it
though. Really
that set it up perfectly.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Ba-na-na.
Hit me old dusty trail.
That was it. That was
take
it.
Some of Dr. Tran's freeze-dried peach mint dickables.
Who's going to do the old dude voice from The Muppets for me, Logan?
I don't know. Whatever you decide to put that show on.
Oh. That's sad.
Are you sad?
Maybe a little.
Yeah, Josh, this. It's sad. I see it in his eye.
That's enough of that.
Like, and I'm done.
Oh, what's that? Is it Logan coming back from Nashville? That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
You're just sad. Don't be sad.
Why would we be sad?
I'll come back.
This is your whole Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
So on the last episode I'm on, just play the sad song from the Hulk. I think they, like, credited that song at the end of Thor Ragnarok.
Really?
The Lonely Man, I think is the name of the song.
Are you trying to get me to search something bad?
No, then I would have told you the song's called Lemon Party, but nobody look that up. Don't.
Okay.
What? I thought, did you just Google
no,
it?
No,
we're not
I
impressed.
No. I didn't Google it.
Everyone go to this QR code we've set up.
Or not.
Touch my shorts and be with me.
Yeah, no. You don't get credit for that.
Well, I don't think he was asking for credit for the song.
No, I didn't write that song that came from the freaking 70s.
That's right. You weren't born then.
He could have been. He was driving around.
Yeah, maybe it was other
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Outside of tax office.
This is enough of that.
Yeah, it's enough of that.
I'm just going to text that to somebody real quick.
Don't do that.
Yep. Do it.
No, don't do it. Okay, so maybe I will give you guys a task cam and let you come up with something. It'll be funny just trying to get you guys to figure out how to use a task cam.
I know how to use a task cam.
We're not morons. We're just idiots.
We're not morons. That was great. That may be one of my favorite moments ever on this podcast. I know how to use a task cam. We're not morons. Oh, man.
Dang it, Bobby.
We've had some really stupid people on this show.
We're not morons.
Morons. Yeah, so we'll try to get Matt to come back and take your place. And then what are you going to do when you come back?
Cry and pee.
I don't know. Be on the show with Matt.
Stop yeah. fart and roll.
You got okay. Thank you for amending my team name. What have you done?
Oh, yeah, because everybody put the same team name.
Yeah, but like, we turned ours in first.
It doesn't matter. That's
yeah,
what,
no.
What was it?
No. No, I did not say it was okay. God, Logan, you're horrible. Oh, that's definitely shaky cam footage of that, by the way. Oh, that's so bad. It's so much worse than I remember it.
GIF. The GIF.
It's all over his face. God. And then the thing turns and looks at Ray like, you know you want this. It's so bad. Okay, I think I'm done with this. This is like a 30-minute episode.
Yeah, but man, it's fine.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Sorry. Made a big announcement in the episode, and it's just poots.
Did I kill the mood?
Yeah.
It was all me. You can blame me.
Yeah, I blame you for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Give me your hatred.
Okay.
No, you sick, gross, no.
Please give it to me.
Stop. You're weird.
I'm gonna shoot my hatred all over your neck and chest.
Wow. Do we have to cut that out?
I don't know.
What are the rules regarding that one?
I don't know. Oh, he breaks man. All the rules.
Oh, I'm going to...
Like an 80s detective.
I'm going to...
No, Miami Vice.
Breaking all the rules. Breaking all the rules by, like, doing that to people?
Just shooting hatred.
I'm pretty sure that breaks some rules, buddy. Boom,
shakalaka. At least... never mind, that's too rude. Is it going to bring up some Hollywood stuff?
Oh, God.
Hey, guess what I've still got on here?
What?
The football.
Oh.
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 Oh. Where are you moving again?
I almost broke that.
Nowhere. Yeah. You're not moving anywhere.
You go down with me.
We'll all go down. No, it's not.
Wait, let me pull up that Billy Joel song. And we will all go down together.
It'll be a pinwheel of disaster.
No, that's over. Logan funny at end. I wonder what that means.
Yeah, don't. Let's not hit any of those.
Yeah, well, nope.
Stop.
Nope.
Yeah, we're just going to talk over that.
Oh, it's my Recris button.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the one where the dude in the wheelchair is lighting the fireworks? And they're like, Terry, no. Terry, what are you doing?
No. What?
Get back what up, Terry.
I see my mouth. Turn it around. Up and down.
Oh, God.
Watch out!
No!
You're about to...
Oh, God! No. Oh, why did you play that? We have to cut that out
no,
now. Yeah, that's got to get cut out. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I'm literally just going through the iPad and stuff. Like,
stop! Stop!
Just keep hitting stuff.
No!
Just keep hitting
no, it. Don't do anything.
Just don't play the football, but keep hitting other stuff.
Do you have Tane of the Gooch on there? Some wholesome stuff?
Tane of the Gooch. It's a wacky morning show.
Oh, wait. This
with
is
Tane
the,
and
wait.
The Gooch.
Gooch. Bing bong. Stop.
Tane of the Gooch. Get in, get out, get off.
Tane of the Gooch. Oh, God.
I'm going to do it. You want to hit it?
No, I'm not going to hit it. I'm not going to be responsible for that. No. Okay, good. You can barely hear that.
Wait.
What if I hit it now?
Then it would be in the microphone. Are we done here, guys? No. Like, I thought we were ending this.
Now I'm just looking around. Let's see. Gosh.
Wow.
Can you hear that one?
Yeah, you can hear that.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Just Us Geeks podcast.
And that's the
Yum.
Truth.
What is that?
Whoa.
How far back in the archives have you gone?
3 years. The Gov put that together. Wow. Wow. That was great.
That was hilarious.
It was. Oh.
You have a mom jeans?
You know, I don't know. Let me look.
One of my all-time favorite TV show concepts was a show called I Heard That Was Good. And the logline was, celebrities discuss books they haven't read.
Yeah, nobody wants to listen to that anyway.
I mean, I miss it.
I do. I really miss it a lot. Let's see. I wonder what this Logan Funny It End is.
No.
What is it? What is it,
Logan? I don't
know.
I'm playing it.
Hit play.
No. Stop. Yep, he's told that story before.
I watch it.
The guy didn't get the hand job or...
Whoa! Nope.
No, what's the rest of it?
No, oh, no, that's not. No.
What's the rest of it?
Goodbye.
Don't leave.
No, don't. I don't think you can play that.
I don't either.
We'll listen to it afterwards. Okay. Stop. Why are you doing this?
Do it.
We're done. Good night, everybody.
Nope, you don't get to say that.
No, I'm just continuing to look at stuff.
I really
want you to find a Mom Jeans song.
I thought I had one.
There's...
I can't believe I don't have
one. We're about to have some. We're going to put some in here now.
Yeah, I don't think he's keeping time for the Gov. I think it's just going to come out.
Yeah. Just feel like Gov from this point forward.
I got this. You remember how in I Heard That Was Good when there would be spoilers?
I was just walking.
And they would put the Val Kilmer music in there.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Kids today.
Hey, here's our original music from Huddle House Confessions. That's very Huddle House Confession, eh?
I thought that was the Road Trip Reviews music. What was the Road Trip?
I think we've used that too. I think it's just keep using it.
It's our traveling music.
You're just going through the iPad.
I know. It's fun. We find fun things.
Yeah.
Josh talking about.
Oh, no. This was Huddle House Confession.
Yes.
The other one is Road Trip Reviews. That still is. We can still do them. We'll do one to go up to Logan's. Okay.
I don't know what that was.
Me either.
It's part of I Heard That Was Good's theme, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Or was that the number station?
Yes. Oh, God.
Do you still have the number station on there?
No, stop that.
I've got it on my phone. I'll just pull this up real quick.
Play the number station.
I'm telling you, this is called Gay Time, and I'm just going to play it.
Whoa, no.
Just hit that thing.
Oh, it's the...
What are you worried about?
He thought there was poles and holes.
I mean, we've already talked about other things.
Oh, there's the football right there.
Don't hit that.
I'm not.
Is it labeled the football?
No. You want me to say what it's labeled?
No.
Okay.
No, that'll probably end it just as easily.
Yeah. Let's
hey!
See.
Just kidding.
Ah!
Somebody there.
Crap out of me.
Yeah. Almost died a little bit.
What was that time we were like pre-recording and everybody thought we heard the door open or whatever out there? We're like, what the?
Or that time that we were recording in my house and talking about 9/11.
Yeah.
Nah, that was great, wasn't it?
Everybody's like, did somebody say something?
And Matt was like, what?
I was just talking. Gosh, I want to go back and listen to that now.
No, you can't listen to that part of it.
No, that part's not there, but...
We all heard it, though.
When we found out that we weren't recording.
Yeah.
And then we did the one where we sang the Ghostbusters theme and, like...
The power went out,
yeah. That was pretty freaky.
Haunted house. Mom jeans.
All right, you're going to 3-2-1 and move in?
There we go.
I love you. Don't have a car crash.
Maybe there won't be ice on the roads.
Yeah,
three.
Maybe not, Ryan.
Three.
That's where we're saying goodbye to Tim.
Three.
I remember what I say. Like, at 3-2-1, F you, Tim.
Yeah.
Be your hero, baby.
Oh, that glad I stopped that one. I remember where that one went.
You're going to uncover something terrible here in a moment.
He's got all the footballs.
I do. I
have more footballs than you could ever imagine.
He's so nervous over there. It's so great.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be done like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, but if they've stuck around, they've gotten a real fun show.
Oh, that's from Daddy's Dying. It's from February of this year.
Yeah, 10 months ago.
Mama Wheelis. Or if you're somebody, it's Mama Willis. She never said it right.
Ever. God.
That you still are.
I don't know why there's not a mom jeans. There's the football.
No, quit.
Keep bringing that up.
You know, you're not the only ones with access to the football.
Who else has access to it?
The other person that was there.
Oh, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have it because it was all in a Dropbox.
I'm sure he could go back.
I withdrew it. Like, I have my own.
Oh, yeah. I have a downloaded copy of it. Like, okay. I downloaded it off the Dropbox.
No, you're checking on the mutually assured destruction here. It's still available.
We'll destroy each other. Or it could all work out to our benefit.
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, that's not exactly what's going to happen.
As long as you end up with the middle one.
What? No. This is just all. All bad.
No.
Yeah, you're going to sing a hymn after what we just played a little while ago?
I think we need to.
Makes me feel a little better about it.
Cleanse us.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah,
person?
You hate God, though. Football. Just immediately.
Plays it. Like,
no! Give me a Darth Vader.
Break
there.
His computer. We're just like, get rid of it.
Still recording.
Smash.
Let's see. I know I've got... I'm just looking for a mom jeans. I know I got one.
Mom jeans.
She only wants me for my mom jeans.
I like it when she wears her
mom jeans.
And she only wants me for her mom. That's stupid.
Because I buy them her mom jean, daddy.
Stupid.
Things that have never been said.
Or ever should be said.
Spray my hatred.
All in your mouth.
Keep your anger away from me, James.
Oh, yeah, it's my anger, isn't it? I forgot what I was shooting.
Oh.
What?
Oh, no, wait. It's just Daddy's Dying in the audio thing. I never could get it to work right.
Come on, everybody, baby, do that conga. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Okay, that was worth being real quiet for.
Slogan in the Miami Sound Machine.
One more time. Okay, this is how we're ending it then. What's the name of that song? The Conga?
Just look up Gloria Estefan.
No.
She's only got like 8 songs.
She had a freaking Broadway play. No, I don't want Gloria Estefan Christmas. Oh, well, guess what number one is?
Conga.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Okay, what's your jam this week?
Gosh, what was mine last week?
Force Awakens?
No, it wasn't. It was...
Last Jedi.
That was not my jam last week.
It's your jam every day.
I forgot what my jam was last week.
You know why? Because the conga just takes you right out.
Yeah, my jam this week is the newest Kamen Rider I've been involved in watching, Kamen Rider Build.
I don't think they have those in Nashville.
He's themed off of models, like plastic model kits.
Oh, not like
and
hot
like
babes.
His transformation gimmick is paint bottles, so yeah. He like mixes paint bottles and becomes different type when he does it.
They really got a lot of free time over there, don't they?
And he's like a physicist, so he's really cool too, so...
They really got a lot of free time over there, don't they?
Cool show. Kamen Rider Build. I enjoy it. He He's my new favorite comedy writer. This is Periscope right here. Periscope dance. Watching James dance.
Nope, not gonna do anything now.
Oh, what's your James? Your James. Your jam, James.
What's your James, Jam? It's my first night ever going to trivia, so that was
And you
fun.
Won. You're one for one.
Got a free beer. They almost tried to charge me. I was like, I want trivia. They said, did you? And I was like, I was sitting there with everybody else. I want trivia.
I could have vouched for you.
You weren't there at that time. You walked up right after I swiped.
Gotcha.
Why don't you turn that off? Because I'm not going to dance while that's on.
Wow. That can't go anywhere now.
If this episode's going on the internet, that can go somewhere. And I think it's fine.
Josh, what's your jam?
Yeah,
this song.
This is a good song. I like this song.
I kind of like this. My jam is that I'm. Oh, I don't think I recorded any of it.
Poot.
Oh, no, I got some. My jam is that we're going to go to the river, the cabin.
You go ice fish.
No, I'm just going to go sit down on the dock in sweatpants and not do anything. And then one day we're going to go maybe back up to the caves and to a couple places up there.
Cool. This is my dishwashing song. I like to wash dishes to this song.
This song reminds me of the Birdcage.
Yes, me too, actually. Yeah.
Like Jose Fou.
But from the Birdcage. Yeah. The movie.
With what's his name from The Simpsons?
Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria dancing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then he gets kicked out. He's like, come on, Claudia.
Yeah. I forgot Hank Azaria was in it.
Hank Azaria is hilarious in
the
movie.
Yeah, he's a great actor. He's Tony Award winning Hank Azaria.
That's correct. Yes, shake them.
You'll shoot your eye out, buddy. Yeah.
How long is this?
It's a long song.
Way too long. It's like 4 minutes something.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm going to have to switch so we can get out of it.
Switch.
$525,600.
No.
No.
What?
I'm going to purposely do Rent here just so you're gone.
Just so you're gone.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
17. That's how long he'll be gone.
762 minutes. That's how long he'll make it.
Yeah, 17 minutes.
Speaking of which, what we should have talked about was the office weekend. Coming back.
Nah, we can do that with Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Wyatt. Not Wood.
Not you.
We'll get Wyatt back.
I do want to rest off.
The other Matt W.
Yeah.
Matt W.
The good Matt W.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like both of them, but...
Yeah, I guess.
That's a lot of minutes.
How long that you've worked here? We'll have to do this for when you're...
No, we won't.
Taking my leave.
Nah, no. See, he's already planning to come back. Taking his leave.
Yeah, a leave means you're coming back.
No.
Taking my leave just means I'm going. I'm not taking a leave. I'm taking my leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm going on shore leave, guys.
1 week.
1 week.
I give him a month at the most.
Wow.
And now he's just going to spite us.
I'm glad you guys have such faith in him.
He'll come back crying like, I didn't like it. The big city's so scary.
Well, see, the last time you were there, you just had to go to school. Now you have to be a big boy.
Yeah.
You can wear your big boy pants, Logan.
I had like a regular schedule and stuff there too, so.
In big boy town?
You gotta put on your big boy pants. I'm a big boy.
I am a big boy.
I don't know why he's yelling.
So that's the most like friendly boot camp. Are you gonna be a big boy,
maggot?
I'm gonna be proud of you if you're a big boy.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good big boy?
Did you use that toilet all by yourself?
Yes, sir.
Good boy.
I wiped.
You know, in the context of the rest of this episode, that was really horrible. I'm just saying. All right.
Well, now we have that recorded.
Yeah,
forever
that's episode 182. So, goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
Oh, I got the wrong thing.
Wow, that faded quick. Cut out.
way that she does.
It's time now to sing out, though the story never ends.
Thanks.
Nobody wants the beatbox version.
Well, I was going to say a...
James is really big.
It's just for peeing.